I really enjoy the fact that I have drool all over my face when I wake up in the morning. That means I slept really well. And that's typically after you've left.
Typically.
It's that little nap period I get in the morning. So I woke up with drool on my face. Forced myself to get out. I was on the phone with you when I got out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right at the pinnacle of the worst moment of my day.
I guess, yeah. It was so loud at your work site. And then, I don't know, freshened up. Sometimes the only thing that gets me out of bed is coffee. But I had to brew a new pot, a fresh pot of coffee. So I did that. Put all the dishes away. Rinsed whatever was in the sink. Put that in the dishwasher. Coffee was ready by then. I was really excited to eat the guac. So I toasted my bread, put the guac on.
You're going to hate me, but I'm not a fan of the guac.
Why not?
Don't know.
Something's missing?
I don't know. The color's putting me off. I genuinely am.
Really?
I'm a color person, man.
Aw, babe. Yeah,
if it's not that green, I'm like...
You just mix it.
I know. And I mixed it that one time and it like came out very vibrant and green.
Yeah.
But beyond that, for some reason, it just puts me off. When I saw that dark color, it just immediately turned my stomach.
You just have to mix it, babe.
I know. I'm such a picky bitch with that. But
yeah. I thought I was picky.
How often am I picky with things, though? So...
Exactly why it's even more surprising.
I know. I'm just not a picky person, but that when I saw the colors, I was like, that's a bit too much.
I was a little lazy with this guac because I just wanted to get it done. There were five,
Wait,
maybe
what's
six.
Missing out of the guac?
There were five, maybe six avocados that I had to get through. I didn't put tomatoes in. I put too much lemon juice in. So to counter
Wait,
that.
Wait, you didn't put tomatoes in?
Yeah.
That's probably the issue.
Maybe.
I like the tomatoes. Like there's like almost a sweetness to it.
I don't know about that, but yeah, I skipped putting the tomatoes in because I was too lazy and put too much lemon juice in this time. So I countered it with salt and pepper. And initially my thought was to put scrambled egg, mix it within the avocado so I could have.
That would have been foul.
Why?
Egg yolk? Uncooked?
No. Not like scrambled egg like that. Like boiled egg. Like,
oh, boil.
Break it and like.
My ass was thinking you were gonna take just, raw egg and just
no,
drop
no, no,
it.
No.
I was like, oh, you're foul.
No, boil the egg and then break it into the guacamole and just mix it up, mash it up. So last time I made it, that's how I made it. But this time around, I was too lazy, and I went to eat something in the morning. So that's how the guacamole turned out. I like it.
Does that hair type hurt your head after a certain point?
Yeah,
I can tell you like stretch that shit back and I can see every detail on your fucking scalp.
Really?
Yeah, man, you're like so tight back.
Yeah,
now loosen up, breathe it out.
Yeah, I'm just gonna open it.
Yeah, I bet that feels great.
It takes a little bit for my scalp to breathe. I'm again
a little egghead.
It's been hurting since yesterday. Yeah. When you got home, remember, I put my head upside down to play with my hair. That was to just give my hair some room to breathe because it's been tied up in a ponytail for a couple days. That hurts. Basically, I should just wash my hair. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I keep breathing into this mic.
Yeah, you...
I know. I'm so...
You have to control your breathing, right? Like, you have to... It's a meditative thing. You don't got to be... You just gotta, like, I've been breathing the whole time. It doesn't come through as intense. It will come through at some point, but like, just like I said, you gotta breathe out, breathe in, and let things flow through you. You're nasty. Stop.
I like these mics.
Yeah,
they're far more crisp.
These mics are a little, like, imagine if we bought a shit ton of those, though. We would have been fucked.
Well, yeah, that one's $300, so.
No. We would have been fucked because it doesn't work like these do.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have bought a shit ton of those anyway because they're $300 each.
No, I know, but I'm saying if we did. I'm saying if we did.
In a world where we
run,
were rich?
Yeah, run. No, just run with my fucking scenario. Like, Jesus Christ. In a world where we bought those.
In a world where we
in a
were
world,
rich.
This summer. Whoa, holy shit.
I love that.
Was that not close? This summer. Now it's off. No, once I tried.
Say something else. Like, finish that sentence like you're doing.
This summer, Sarah Connors comes back to fight the Terminator. Ooh. But it's like, he does it, it's almost soft, but it is like deep. I like that voice.
Is it easier this with the summer?
Sorry?
Is it easier with a script?
No, it wouldn't matter.
Did you just eat the...
Correct?
No, the green stuff off the head.
As you do.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
I wouldn't have eaten it.
Why?
The root of the carrot.
Yeah, because you don't like anything green. That's going to be the death of you.
Shut the fuck up. Bitch ass.
That's going to be the death of you.
No, a lot of things can be the death of me. My health, my immunity, my lungs.
That's true.
Yeah.
So.
I could get hit by a car.
Do you remember the evening I came over and we were watching, I think it took us 3 evenings to finish this movie.
Wizard of Oz. Yes, I remember.
Why did it take us 3 evenings to finish?
Well, A, it's a really long movie. What was it? 2.5-3 hours? So sitting through a 3-hour long movie all at once was beyond my capacity at the time. And the other reason was, what are you doing?
I'm actually Googling how long this movie is.
Okay.
How long did you say it was?
2.5-3 hours.
No.
What is it?
It's under 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I was like, what fucking Wizard of Oz are you watching?
The first one, the original.
The original, 1939.
You're joking.
Wizard of Oz is runtime 1 hour and 52 minutes.
You're joking.
No.
No, Jesse, impossible.
No, it's just because we always would get into it and then one of us would initiate and we'd go for it.
Initiate what?
Little sexy times. Sexy Sorry, I don't know why I did that, but...
Yeah, well,
it's
basically,
just like awkward.
Yeah, anytime in those days, when you'd come over, we would just watch a movie to set the scene, right? To set the background, we'd have something going on, and if Simba wasn't at home, then we'd get it on.
No. This was because every time I'd come over, we would try and have sex, and this time it was different. We were like trying to watch a movie. We were trying to like. Not
we were
indulge.
Actually trying to be serious.
Yes, we were trying not to indulge. I remember this. And then we were laying there, and I don't know if it was too much information, but I remember this line because it was
no. It is TMI, sir.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
Fine. We'll skip past it. But
yeah,
but
I don't talk about your TMI.
Fine, but all I'm saying was I remember it to this day. It was so satisfying to hear, and it was so true.
Yes.
And it immediately stopped my viewing pleasure and started a new viewing pleasure.
Well, back in those days.
Why are you saying back in those days?
What, when we first started hanging
there
out.
There yonder, I was picking up the cherries and the strawberries. There yonder.
Listen to me. When
we were so youthful.
Oh my God. When we did start hanging out at first, the joy I found in... Inviting you over had a purpose, right? We wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
So if I didn't fulfill that purpose, what was the point of you coming over?
Because I'm a bomb-ass individual.
Yeah, but at the time, I wasn't looking to date you, wasn't trying to get to know you all that much.
That's true.
Right? So the fact that you and I still ended up getting to know each other regardless of how much time we spent in the bedroom, I'm really surprised by that. And I'm happy that we did.
No, we like the first night again. We had sex, talked about chickpeas.
Oh my goodness!
And then we got back to it.
Yeah. I think I prefer it when we take a little break and get back to it.
I think if you can, as an individual, without busting first.
Oh yeah.
Actually, some people can come and then do it again, but I am not that individual. Mm-hmm. But I like that we can take a break and then just get back at it.
Take a break.
And right after these messages. By our sponsors, Sizzlino and this sick-ass fade that will get me laid tonight.
I was going to say Kit Kat.
Oh. I don't think that's their slogan anymore.
Of course it is.
It doesn't matter. You know what? This episode has felt very smooth jazz radio.
Very chill.
Very soft. And we're coming into the waves and on. We're rolling into the weekend.
Chill.
And giving you the vibes that you need to coast on through the weekend. Whatever the fuck you're doing, I'm doing it right. You're just
yeah.
Like, yes, yeah, cool 97.
That was very Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know what the fuck she sounds like anymore. I just know her from American Pie, and she didn't really have a talking
role.
The
fact that you didn't watch White Lotus is beyond me. get with the times.
It's just like, I get distracted when everyone's like, you need to watch, you need to, like, I still, to this day, have not watched Forrest Gump.
You're a fucking loser.
No, I'm not. He's like, Jenny! And I'm like, that's all I got from it. I don't care.
Well, if you'd watched it like everyone else Jenny did, like gives 10, him herpes 20 or some years shit, ago.
And no AIDS, it, right? Does he give her AIDS?
No, he doesn't give her AIDS.
No, no, other way around. She gives him the disease, no, whatever.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
The fuck she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She's a cheating bitch, that's all I know.
Oh my God, no. Please watch the movie before you assume shit.
No.
It's a classic.
She's a cheating bitch. Get the fuck he off. Is a fire-ass individual doing his life on like the highway. Okay.
Okay, we are going to play a game today.
What is it called, Aishwarya? What is it called?
It's called Let's Fucking Date. It's by Serena Kerrigan. She is this influencer lady I follow on social. Shut the fuck up. Stop wincing. Haven't even heard what this game is about. Anyway, it says, Let's Fucking Date cards come in four categories. First base, second base, third base, and home fucking run. The rules are simple.
Does it say home fucking run?
Yeah.
Ugh, okay.
The rules are simple. The higher the base, the hotter the question. Whether you're hooking up or hanging out, this game guarantees provocative questions, unfiltered answers, and a roller coaster of emotions. I think we should just start with the home run. It's called Let's Fucking Date. There's another version of these cards called Let's Fucking Fuck.
Oh.
That's primarily for hooking up. Okay, how to play for fucking fun. Players take turns pulling cards, starting at first base, ending at home fucking run.
No, we'll slap it into the home run because that's what we did the first time, and we're just going to start.
Did we play this together?
We're doing it on the drive up to Big White.
Oh, you're right.
All right, whatever. Just
I was trying to get to know you, yeah, and
get to know me on a trip, making sure I'm not a serial killer on a 5-hour trip.
Babe, we were already dating at that time, so
it's fine.
That was too late.
All right, so ignore the rules.
I'll start with the home run. How about I give you half the cards and you
sure
ask me questions
too. Shuffle it and then hand it over.
Shuffle it. Bow, chicka, wow, wow. Okay.
Whoa, who thinks you get to go first?
It's my game.
Rock, paper, scissors, bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors. Cutie.
What the fuck? You don't just stop. Okay, let's go.
Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors.
Done.
Suck my dick.
These are home runs. I feel like it should be spicier.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. What's one thing you've wanted to say to me, but haven't yet? Think on it.
Think on it. I'm thinking. I wish you'd stop worrying about finances as much as you do.
I can't.
I know it's hard.
It's ingrained in who I am.
I really know it's hard, and it's hard for me to feel that kind of pressure and burden. Because you and I both come from very different backgrounds.
You don't understand what it's like to struggle as a man in America, as a white man in America.
In America? Living the American dream, are we? In Kanawha?
Yeah, in Canada. Mm-hmm. My American dream, whatever the fuck that looks like, is apparently paying off the mortgage of someone's house and dying here poor.
That's the thing. We don't have a mortgage yet. We don't have,
I said I'm paying off someone else's mortgage.
What I'm trying to say is, I wish you didn't worry as much as you do. I know I can't relate, but at the same time, I wish I can take that pressure off of you by giving you a much easier life.
Bro, you're my fairy godmother. Hell yeah.
Cha-ching. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Cha-ching with my fairy godmother wand. Okay, my turn.
All right, your turn. Be a financial and crucial individual. Mm-hmm. Buy Bed Bath and Beyond.
Well, that question was supposed to be really sexy and hot, but
that was super sexy.
Was it?
Oh yeah.
Yes, daddy. What's the photo you show your friends to say that's them?
Shit. I actually do not have a one photo.
Okay.
I just have, if I'm scrolling through and I see one where I'm like, she looks fine as fuck. That's the one I'm sending. Like, I showed my foreman, I showed him a photo of you when you were doing the Christmas thing, when you were sitting on my lap, when we were doing that video last year for the company at the mall. And
oh, yes.
So I had you sitting on my lap. We had a photo from, and we had that whole Christmassy background.
Yeah.
He looked at it and he's like, that's her? And I was like, yeah, boy, hell yeah. And that's usually the good response where he's like, ain't no way
really?
This kid fucking bagged that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good for me.
Yeah, I never have like a one photo. It's always like
a collection.
Yeah, because you're a very photo.
Let's try that again. It's okay. We all do.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, you're very photogenic.
Forgetting. Miss.
Shut the fuck up. No, you're very photogenic and you have an incredible smile. Oh, you're uglier in person.
Yes. Yeah. I will agree to that.
Mm. What was your first impression of me?
Well, like I said, I was really awkward when I first met you. I was too concerned with how I was behaving to give a shit ton of attention to you in that moment because I didn't want to be awkward.
Well, no, let's narrow it down. What was your first impression of me?
Fair. I don't have to build a story around it. As soon as I came downstairs to greet you, let's say, you had that long, wispy COVID hair.
Yeah, long ass hair.
Long, wispy COVID hair. You were wearing your brown sweater.
Shit, I was looking pretty slick.
Okay. And your blue jeans. And I was like, okay, he's cute.
Mm.
But my very first impression of you was on Tinder when I swiped right on you. And I got that lumberjack vibe from you. Like that lumberjack photo of yours in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. But what if I was really a lumberjack? And then you'd have to deal with all those like right-wing views. And I'm like...
So what?
You gotta take down the fucking healthcare system.
When I swiped right on you, I didn't swipe right on you to date you.
Yeah, fair enough.
It was just a fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh.
What I've noticed is most people who I talk to is like their first impression of me is like, this guy's going to be a fucking dick.
Why? Because you don't look like it. Why do people keep saying that?
I don't know, but you've had multiple people tell you as well.
You're such a cutie. You're such a patootie.
I don't need that. Anyways, no, I've had multiple people like, this dude looks like a bro. And he's going to be like, he's going to say some bullshit that I don't want to hear. And it's like, it's amazing because they actually have to tell me this. They don't keep it to themselves. They don't. It's not even like me having to ask them, what's your first impression of me? No, they'll outright be like, I thought you were going to be a dick. Really? And you're actually a phenomenal person, Jesse.
They just come to you and tell you, I thought you were going to be a dick?
It comes out in conversation where it's like, we're talking. And it's like, hey, I want to say you're actually a really great person. And I'm like, and I have to be like, what does that mean? And they're like, well, I thought you were going to be kind of like, you know, a bro. And I'm like, I'm glad I'm not. Glad I'm not a bra, dude.
Like, I'm not your bra.
Sometimes you gotta fucking wave it down to get it up to the skee ball, you know?
The fuck was that?
Nothing real, but it is the voice.
Canadian thing that I don't get?
No, Staines does it better. He does like the top ski bar down cheddar. I can't remember that.
What?
It's a Canadian thing. It's like some wild ass Canadian lines where he's like top ski.
Top ski?
Top cheddar is the line. Top cheddar.
Yes, I've heard you say top cheddar.
Top cheddar is the best line. But there's like a whole barrage of like...
Top cheddar?
No, that's okay,
next question.
Why do you use that voice of your colonizers?
What the fuck?
Let me just see my
Shut
carrot.
Shut the fuck up, Banjo. Okay. What makes you horny?
Oh, fuck.
What doesn't?
It depends how honest I want to be, but
yeah, you can be honest. I thought these were unfiltered conversations. We're bringing up vulnerable everything.
Oh my god.
I need a shot of Coke.
Yeah, you need a shot, but I'll say it without getting too far into it. We can be very like surface level with this, and okay. I'll give it that.
Sure.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is it's like almost when someone's rude to me.
Okay.
Yeah. On the surface level, you understand that.
Yeah. Like you're a little piece of shit.
Yeah. Like I enjoy the assertiveness, the domination value of it.
Okay. I hear you.
It's just because like I end up dominating most in every other part of my life. So I like to get just beaten the fuck down.
Someone's a little overconfident.
No, baby.
Okay. Your turn, buddy.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, what's the question?
What do you think my sexual kinks are?
Oh, my God.
We have to skip past it because you know what my sexual...
Sure, okay, let's skip it.
You know what my sexual kinks are.
I know you too well. My turn.
Oh, I think I'm actually done. I think I've asked...
All of them? There's additional questions on that card.
It's crazy. Yeah, I see that. I see there's more questions, but it's just like, it's silly. So, I don't know. I want to ask you a question, and I wanted to like be better than these. I don't know. These questions are so... It's like, it starts out with, what kind of soup would you be if you were a soup?
Really?
Yes. That's one of the top questions on the first one. It's like, what kind of soup are you? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, lady?
What would the name be of your porno?
What would the name be of my porno? Now, I could go nasty with it.
If I should fix my English, the question actually is, what would be the name of your porno?
Ah, I understood it. If I'll go like Rico Nasty and just be like August Burns Red.
August Burns Red? I don't get it.
Okay.
Oh, this is a good one. What's your go-to song on your sex playlist?
Oh, ooh, our go-to song on our sex playlist. That is Tyler, the Creator's Tiny Desk.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The colors in that video, chef's kiss.
Well, it's nice when it like fills the room and you just get to do whatever you need to do and it's got good music playing. And you know, for the longest time, I didn't have sex with music.
When I first had sex with music, it changed my entire idea of having sex with
There's
music.
There's like a euphoria to
yes.
it.
Yes. It just turned me into something, into well, someone.
What was the first time you had sex with music?
It was with a guy I had a really big crush on. Mm-hmm. The crush wasn't reciprocated, so of course it broke my heart. And it was quite a substantial crush.
Oh, it was only 3-4 years ago that you started.
Yeah.
You and I are all like, you know, I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's like, it's consistently where we say something and we both go like,
we're the same person.
Are we living the same life?
We're the same person, babe. I keep telling you. So that was the first time I experienced having sex with music in the background. And it was absolutely amazing. It's like, it puts you in a trance.
What did you listen to?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. Was it his playlist?
It was, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Was it good though?
It was like, hey Siri, play my sexy playlist or something like that.
Oh, fuck. Are you for real? Yo, you got played by a fucking trickster here, man.
Oh my God. But Siri did a good job.
No shit. But like, he had that in the bag already. He's like loading that shit up on like a fucking revolving door here.
It's okay. I got played, but.
What the fuck?
Oh, Siri's actually playing music.
So we got interrupted because her phone started playing music. And as Canadians are, it was apparently Nickelback.
It was!
When were you listening to Nickelback?
No, I think she just decided to play a sexy playlist. But the song is called Burn It to the Ground. That was so random.
Oh, what the God. Fuck?
The only time this bitch decides to work is when we're in the middle
Mine
of
Mine is operational,
recording.
But it's just like that is shocking that they're like, we hear you.
Yeah,
you want a sexy playlist.
Yes, we got you, girl.
We have. Nickelback, bring them out. But it's like, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
So you don't remember. He's a little trickster, decided to play his own playlist.
I don't know. I mean,
how long was the magic?
I think everyone has their moves, right? My moves were making you drink chai.
But you didn't do that for everybody, you said.
Except you, yeah. I think
Unless
you're the
you
only
did.
One. You're the only one who deserved that move, so.
That's true. That was good chai. It's better than the food truck out here.
No. I didn't even make masala tea back then.
I know. Whatever you were making slapped.
Or maybe because you hadn't had good masala tea in a while. Or like regular tea.
Actually, I would say I've never had it.
What?
That would have been my first time. Like,
just drinking tea?
Yeah, dude, I'm a white man. I drink black coffee.
You grew up in Surrey.
If I drank any masala tea, it would have been in like for Vaisakhi. It would have been the celebration of harvest. Yeah, Vaisakhi.
Celebration of harvest.
So I would end up actually going out for Vaisakhi in the morning and it would be all the way down Scott Road and it would be amazing. That's where I got my first bloody nose. And
well, how did that happen?
You would think it's a fight.
Uh-huh. Did you just fall onto the curb?
No, it was so hot out that my leg, I just started dripping blood. Aww. Craziness.
But he got a hot flash.
But I know, it's never happened before, never happened again.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah, strange. But you would always get like amazing people. They'd be giving out this amazing food and the music playing. It was like, it's phenomenal. It brings people together and everyone's celebrating. And I mean, it's now grown into something different. It's grown into like a whole day of giving. It's nice.
I think that's the culture in general. But sometimes I find myself sort of alienated by both my culture and the culture here. Almost like I'm neither here nor there.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like...
What?
You're the TD Bank at the Vaisakhi parade that no one wants to go near. You're not Vaisakhi, and you are not good for the Western culture either. TD, fuck y'all.
What about CIBC?
Still bad. Like, every banking system is bad. It's just so weird to see, like, Shaw Communications.
I know.
Avasaki, and you're like, the fuck are you guys doing here?
Well, if I, when I was a kid, I would really think that all these brands showing up at parades and this and that was like, oh, they believe in such and such value. But, you really believe that shit? I grew up.
Oh my God, you believe that shit.
I mean, I was... I gave people the benefit of the doubt.
You were still such do. A good person. I am such... I'm like, I see people and I'm like, I throw my tinfoil hat on immediately. I'm like, see, the reason why they're here is so that they can get the benefit of those people. And so that they've already had started talks. Like, I'm building this whole grand scheme in my head and I'm like, there's evil afoot.
It's propaganda.
Propaganda.
Yeah, anyway, I was saying, sometimes I feel neither here nor there. But with us going... to India soon. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for you to witness my culture from a different perspective, because it's not as ambivalent as I'd like it to be here. It's not truly Indian.
It's a Western mix. It's like everything here.
It's Indo-Canadian, right?
Yeah.
That acclimatized version.
No, I resonate.
But I'm really excited. I want you to eat all the food. I want you to get sick after eating all that food. It'll be well worth it. And I want to get sick eating all that food.
Yeah, because you haven't been back since before the pandemic.
Yeah, last time I was there was January 2020.
Holy shit.
Yeah, barely made it. But going to India, I always fall sick because of the pollution. So this time too, I think I might.
How bad is the pollution though?
No, at this time of year, it's not that bad. Especially because we're just coming out of the winter season. It's not too bad.
Okay.
Like, you can breathe, don't worry. But I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm... excited to a point where I'm talking to my sister and my mom every day to make plans about what we can do. I'm calling my dad. I'm making sure, you know, all of our reservations are done and what we can do during our layover and this and that.
Do you ever find that with your family, at least, and I know we just podcasted with Simba, but like, are you guys feeling like, do you feel like you're getting closer with them lately? Or do you feel like it's just the same? It's you guys are just a good family.
I think I'm definitely getting closer. Because after, 10 years of being in Canada, last year and this year would be, or actually since 2020, these last few years have been the first few times that I've really tried to connect with them on a more regular basis.
Beyond so, family, as people, you're connecting with them, kind of.
Well, yeah, because I moved here when I was 18. Didn't have a semblance of what being an adult meant, responsibilities, you know, making sure.
Do you have a semblance now?
Kind of. And it was a wake-up call because I hadn't interacted with my family, my parents, my sister as an adult for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And now that I do feel like a grown woman who can have intelligent...
Oh, you're definitely a grown woman.
Who can have intelligent conversations. It's a different kind of vibe altogether. You can have a heart-to-heart with your family members now. And that's what I took the opportunity to do last year when I went through a mental health scare. Last year was the first time in the last 10 years that I was able to see my mom, my dad, my sister within a span of 6 months, which was fantastic.
That must have rejuvenated your soul.
Yes, yeah. That was all the antidepressants I needed. But also, you know, like making the big decision of moving in with you and Simba being in Coquitlam, like that was a big shift in my life too. Yeah. Right?
So how, do you feel like that has been a good decision?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think for the both of us, we needed space to ourselves to let ourselves grow without the other, shadowing our growth.
Did you find like when we were doing the podcast with Simba, you were like trying to like hold back some of your sisterisms, or like were you just having a good time with friends?
No, I was having a good time.
That's fucking awesome. I think you guys mingle so well together. It's very nice. That podcast was genuinely so much fun because it was like I just got to hang out and have a fun time, and it's nice when like I don't have to make all the jokes. Simba's like just making all these funny
his existence jokes. Is just funny.
He has these mannerisms and he does all these funny things.
Mannerisms.
What? Mannerisms?
You said mannerisms.
Yeah. Mannerisms, dude. Mannerisms. Soldiers, we're going to war. Mannerisms.
You fucking idiot. Mannerisms, yes. Go on.
All right. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you too.
I'm just saying shit, okay? Mm-hmm, sometimes mm-hmm. I say it wrong. You're like, it's like when we read the books when we were kids and you get to the word F-A-C with a squiggle, A-D-E. And my dumbass rips out in class, the facade. And I was like,
ugh. Oh my God, that must have been tragic. We had an English teacher, and Simba and I were probably the most prolific with our vocabulary, with our pronunciation. We knew how to say what needed to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of times we'd get questioned, not just by our peers, but our teachers too, our English teachers would question us. It was ridiculous. So I completely understand where you're coming from.
No, what teacher did that?
My English teacher in high school.
On what word?
Oh,
I mean, if you can recall, like my memory, if you tried to whip that shit on me, I'd know nothing.
Well, in this instance, it wasn't even English. We were reading an English story in English class, and we were talking about Monsieur someone someone.
Monsieur? Okay. Yeah. Oh, it was like French?
Yeah, the story was about some French person,
but
I guess.
What was the issue? Let's hear this shit.
Well, we'd say, Simba and I would say, Monsieur whatever your name was.
Yeah.
And the teacher would cut me off. Every time she'd cut me off and say, Monzer. Monzer. I'm like, lady, let's calm down.
Lady, you're not cultured. You haven't been outside and seen the world like I have.
Regardless, like, you don't have to see the world to be cultured, right? You can take in a lot of education by embracing where you are and, you know, challenging yourself by reading, writing, whatever.
What grade were you when that happened?
I want to say grade 10.
Oh, that bitch had connections to the internet. There's no way she should be sitting there struggling with...
Wait, people have had connections to the internet since we were babies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, my best connection was like, God, I didn't have the internet until like grade 4 or 5.
We got our first computer when Simba and I were in grade 1.
Yeah, I only got it because my mom was doing a course in university for like computer science. Mm-hmm. So they were like, okay, you get this BMI computer.
Interesting.
Or whatever the fuck. It's BMI, right?
Those with the big back.
It was just like a chunky ass computer. Like that thing was massive. And we got on it to dial up, the dial up internet and shit. It was nuts.
We had dial up internet, I think, later in life too. But when we first got our computer, we would just play games.
Yeah.
But dad and mom would use it for work. A lot of the times they would do research on stocks, from what I remember.
Oh, I'm sure your dad was doing some research on stocks.
Oh, shut up.
Yo, as an adult with a computer with dial-up, there ain't no fucking way.
I do know that my sister shared with me that she once got caught watching porn.
No!
But not like into the act of it, but through the browsing history.
Yo, you get caught with that shit.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't gotten caught, you haven't been through a passage of life.
Oh, I got something I can share, and I got something you haven't even heard.
Okay, let's hear
my mom caught me. Sexting.
How does that happen?
She did computer science and was tracking the chat logs.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, shit. Parents are nuts with that. But like, it's different when you have a parent that knew computers.
Holy shit, but how?
Yeah. Yo, because there's like, it doesn't matter. I was like sexting like girls and we were like sexting back and forth. And she asked me a question about it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's like.
Like very casually slipped into conversation.
Casually slipped. It's like, so what is this? And I can't remember what I think it was like, I think I said sopping wet pussy or something when I was texting. Yeah, she's like, what does that mean? And I was like, because there's no way that she's bringing that shit up without knowing that I had just said that and just beat off to this shit. But it was just like, I was sitting there like, I don't know what that is. And she's like, I'm sure you do. And you need to be considerate about how you're talking to people.
Jeez.
And she's like that. And I'm like, bro, if you read the rest of those chats, they were into this shit. We were having a great time.
This was still a very nice way for her to interject.
I've
gotten sideways.
Where the fuck are you interjecting? There was nothing wrong in those chats.
I mean, excuse me? How old were you when you were doing this?
Grade 8 or 9.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I would have gotten a beating. First of all, why do you have a phone? Secondly,
I didn't have a phone.
This phone was meant for emergencies. What was it on?
Yeah, it was on the computer. She tracked it on my fucking computer. Popped that shit open.
You said you texted someone.
Well, it's all texting to me now. Sorry. Mm. Sorry. I have a mistake.
You were IMing someone?
I was MSNing them.
IMing, babe. Instant messaging.
Well, I was using the fucking brand, MSN. So anyways, that's where it was, where you change up your status and be like, I am online. Yeah. And then you wait for that person to text you. And then you go into this like deviant, because kids are deviants, man. We were like, did deviant shit and we like sexted. And then my mom saying that shit, I was like, how did you know? Like, I had to know. I had to fucking know. And so once I found out, I was like erasing my fucking existence. Oh, and man. Still saying sopping wet pussy.